You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where a lacrosse shot is currently rocking Corey Major's world.
That was awesome.
In the meantime, we got 30 minutes of the show left leading you into Rangers Royals. So let's talk baseball. There is a lot to discuss. All right, go ahead and give me cut number three, if you will, because the Rangers came back from a 3-1 deficit, 3-0 deficit, and eventually won this game. This is what tied it up.
Big chance here for Texas. Runners at the corners, two men out. The 2-1 ripped out into right center. That's a base hit. Yastrzemski over to pick it up. Heim scores. Langford stops at second. RBI single. Corey Seager. We're tied at three.
And it was a 3-1 deficit. And no, that was not Carl Yastrzemski. So the Rangers get the much needed victory and will wrap up the series against the Royals today. Alec, you brought this up in AM on the FM, and more information is starting to come out about this. Not only MLB going back with ESPN in the agreement that you described, but it looks like, and this is not a done deal yet, but it's looking more and more like it's going to be Netflix that picks up the Home Run Derby for the next 3 years, which is interesting as Netflix has obviously dabbled in some pretty high-level sports stuff, while NBC and Apple are considered the top landing spots for Sunday Night Baseball and the first-round playoff games. And I would, my suggestion would be, when they say NBC, they mean Peacock and Apple TV are the top spots for Sunday Night Baseball and the first-round playoff
games. What's going to be great, too, Kevin, is Netflix is going to make a documentary out of the Home Run Derby. And then
100% I could see that. I will watch that documentary if it includes the old black-and-white home run show when you just had, like, Willie Mays sitting down and Mickey Mantle sitting on the bench. It was like, oh, good swings there. And they'd have an interview. Like, that show was on after I got out of school, and it was wild to me.
And then some giant monster's going to come out of the center field, and these kids are going to run out and make it go away.
It's not going to be Stranger Things, probably. All right, let me ask you, if that's the case, do you think they'll do the 2026 Home Run Derby and then hold it again in like 2030? And they're like, just wait till you see this Home Run Derby. Every swing's going to be like a movie.
Dude, I'm going to be honest. I'm not loving Wednesday at the moment.
The show.
I know today's Thursday, but he means the show. I liked season one.
Yeah. Look, Because screw Netflix, by the way.
Oh, my.
For this.
Hot fire.
I haven't started watching season two yet of Wednesday. I love season one. But screw them for being like, let's wait 8,000 years to put out season two. But you only get a few episodes, and then I'll make you wait a few more weeks. F you, man. I waited years to see this next season, all right? Release it all at the same time. I'm still going to watch the same amount of Netflix. Stupid.
Facts.
Stupid. I hate it. All right. So there are some broadcasting updates for you. But what I wanted to throw out as well, what would you think about a slightly contracted MLB schedule?
I'm all about that. Give me 74 games. And like, that is a fantastic baseball season.
Okay. So Alec, when I said slightly contracted, I feel like Corey's disappointed that I'm not cutting the 80-plus games he was hoping for. And in reality, I'm probably just cutting 6 to 8 games.
What?
Oh, boo.
How right. dare you?
So, okay, well, not me. Because if it was me, I would go back to the old minor league system we had when it was first half, second half, and that's who qualified for the playoffs, all right? Really simple. Here's how it goes. You have expansion. It's going to be 32 teams. So you're going to have 8 four-team divisions, all right? You're going to go ahead and expand the playoffs out to 8 because we all inevitably know that that's per league, because we all know that's what eventually what's going to happen anyway, all right? So you have your first half division champion in each division, your second half division champion in each division. And if for some reason you won both halves, you get a bye in the first round of the playoffs. Clearly, that's the way I would set it up, but MLB did not ask me about this either. Instead, it's Jason Stark who has laid this out, and he has multiple people who said, if I can be anonymous, I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. One club official said the 162-game baseball season is, quote, an endangered species.
That's a stark reality.
And, okay. I just want you to think about that. Yeah. And are you pointing at the camera?
Yeah, Alec just saluted.
Ah, screw you too, Alec. Another longtime club executive said expansion means the end of 162. But, Corey, you're not going to get the way rollback that you want. Instead, right, it looks like my guess would be 156 games. And Jason Stark did a great job laying out how the math would work. I've done the math, so you don't have to.
All right.
So there's going to be 32 teams. One would assume that MLB would expand two teams like they did with the Marlins and the Rockies as opposed to just one. So you get 12 games apiece against the other three teams in your division. That's 36 games. Remember, we're switching to four-team division. 6 games apiece against the other 12 teams in your league.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's 72 games. And then the other 48 games, you play three games apiece against the other 16 teams in the league. So in this instance, you would be talking about the National League. So a couple of things about that. That would get you to 156. But also, would that do away with the four-game series?
Oh, probably so. Yeah, that would be nice.
Like, would all series then just be three games?
Would it get rid of the two also?
I think it would.
Because nobody, I mean, correct. We don't really love the, I think there's something about a three-game series that's perfect. And I've never really loved four and two in the regular season. Other like playoff situations could be different. I don't know. But I do like this idea.
Okay. You like it just because, I know you were maybe partially joking, maybe serious. I think we all want to scale down fans and media people, the MLB season. So would this be good enough for you for now? Because I just don't see how they scale it down much further with the lost money.
It's a slight tweak, and it doesn't matter that much, honestly. Like, it doesn't matter that much, but it is a slight tweak that kind of condenses it a little more. I think it's a great idea by Jason Stark. I would replace him as Hand over Ned.
Oh, okay.
Ned Stark.
You know what really sucks about that? Because of the other show that you brought up Wednesday, when you said replace as Hand,
you were thinking of Thing.
Yes, I was thinking of Thing. And then not thinking of the Stark Game of Thrones comparison that you were actually doing. And it's really thrown me for a loop right there. Stop it. If you're about to say another pop culture reference, just don't. I don't want to hear it.
Just hopefully he won't be delivering any babies anytime soon. Stork.
Oh, screw you so much, Alec. You know for a fact if I said that, you would have just let it go. Crickets, and that's fine.
I appreciate you, Alec.
That's fine. All right, bonus question, because I've had this conversation with a couple of people online. You know, we talked about our divisional realignment maybe on Monday or Tuesday, and a few other people have pitched out their own. I've seen other, like Fox and MLB, they were listening, and they're like, what if we tweak it like this? You get the choice. Do you want to be in the same division as the Houston Astros, or do you want to send them back to the National League?
I want them in the division.
I do too, but
they're in Texas. I want to.
Okay.
I want to defeat them at every possible turn.
I have had several people on social media that have said, "Do the realignment and move Houston back to the National League." I would miss that rivalry, especially if you're only playing one three-game series a year. Look, I don't like that the Astros are so good, but I love the fact that we're playing them all of the time.
Yeah.
And stop it with all of these other suggestions.
I'm about to lose. My computer's about to restart. I can't make it not restart for whatever reason, so I'm about to lose all the texts from everybody. So I appreciate y'all. Keep sending them in.
Okay. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Corey Majors. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, like I said, I want to continue with more baseball info. So let's do some baseball nuggets. Will one of these teams finally win their first World Series? Next on The Fan.
Here's the 0-1. Swing and a looper out into right center field. Coming on is Isbell, but it lands for the base hit. Langford around third. Here's the throw. It's not in time. Wyatt scores standing up. It's an RBI single for Marcus Semien. And the Rangers draw to within a run here at 3-2.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets. Now, remember, we'll be leading you right into Rangers-Royals final game of that series, 1:10 first pitch, 12:30 pregame right here on 105.3 The Fan. And another reminder, tonight, Jake's in Fort Worth, 515 Main Street. I guess I should say this afternoon, right after Rangers, G-Bag Nation going to be doing their show at Jake's in Fort Worth. And then at the conclusion of their show, they will have Fan Phenom going on at that location.
Do you think you would have made it had you done Fan Phenom? That's tough competition for one.
Yeah, I like to think so, but I'm really not sure.
Yeah, like we were already a weekend show, and like we kind of, the work is what got us here, you know?
Honestly, and this might sound super arrogant, and if it does, I apologize. I hope that so many people who are trying out for Fan Phenom have fallen in love and grown by listening to all of our shows.
Yeah,
and that's
so
like kind of what's led them to this point. All right. Last week, the Texas Rangers were number 15 in the ESPN Power Rankings. This week, they're number 16 out of 30 teams. So they really want to keep them in the middle and just switch them one spot. So the Rangers go from 15 to 16. My next question for you guys. Can one of these teams win their first ever World Series? So the Brewers, Mariners, Padres. None of them have ever won a World Series. All of them are in prime position to be in the playoffs and make a go at it. Do you see any possibility there for the Brewers, the Padres, or the Mariners? You know how I feel about the Mariners one.
The Mariners' struggles right now are concerning, right? That's.
I mean, I want them to not do well, so not to me. But
for the world of
this,
look, the Mariners baseball,
this whole division, and this is what I think angers Rangers fans even more. Combined right now, do you know the Astros and Mariners are on a 9-game losing streak?
Yeah.
So the Astros have lost 4 straight. The Mariners have lost 5 straight. So even why
you
the
could
Rangers
have made up this ground.
Yes. So even why the team has been spinning its wheels or just downright not playing well, you haven't lost as much ground as you would think. And I think that's what's agitating to so many people. They're like, we could have been there.
They haven't lost much as much as you think.
Yes.
But also having not gained any.
That is infuriating.
You're in this weird place. And now, Kevin, doesn't it feel like even if you went on a 24-game winning streak that this team, the Mariners and Astros would also go on some sort of tirade like that too. I know you got the Astros 6 times before the season's over, but I just have this weird, I don't know, it just felt like whenever the Rangers would get hot, other teams would too, but I'm hopeful, Kevin. I know I waved the white flag, I'm hopeful. But yeah, I think the Mariners still can do it, but they have the opportunity to just fall apart.
Yeah. Look, you know, that's exactly what
I'm going. You've been saying this all year. I'm just going to ride with you on this one, dude.
All right. The Philadelphia Phillies have played one of their best series in the history of their franchise. Now, you mentioned the Mariners.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's who Philadelphia has been beating up on. To finish that sweep, which they did yesterday at Citizens Bank Park, consider this. That capped off a series in which the Phillies had their most hits and more than 25 years. And you're like, oh, that's a lot. Guess what? They also got their most strikeouts by their pitching staff in a series since at least 1900.
Dude, their pitching staff's been really good.
I guess in 1885, they were like not keeping as rigorous statistics.
You don't know.
It feels like it.
Their pitching staff has been very good, but they got Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
The guy who is just always at the plate at important moments in baseball.
He has had a tremendous, tremendous season.
I was interested. I didn't like watching him against us, but Suarez for Philadelphia, like, he's fun to watch as a pitcher. I was watching him yesterday a little bit, and he's just really interesting to watch as a pitcher. They're a good team, dude. That's going to be whoever has to play them in what I would presume is the World Series. I really do think that.
Oh.
I think they might have the edge on the other on the rest of the National League.
So yesterday,
maybe the Brewers are the ones that could fire it up.
I mean, and that might be the case. That feels like it could potentially be a ratings nightmare for MLB. But you know what? If they finish all of these streaming packages they're working on, maybe they won't be as concerned. We got plenty of money. Yesterday, speaking of the Brewers, in the Cubs-Brewers game, the Cubs broadcasters had kind of like been joking around about how often William Contreras will hit a ground ball to short. And they're like, wouldn't this be a great time for a double play? And then the other broadcaster was like, you know what? If he hits a ground ball to short to start the 6-4-3, will you buy mozzarella sticks for everybody at the corner tap room? And that is exactly what happened. The broadcasters agreed that they would split the cost. Now, not every single person from the audience is going to do that. But when it happened, the broadcaster yelled, "Mozzarella sticks for everyone," which I just think
I love that.
It is a great thing to say, and it should get people fired up, and I thought that was absolutely...
I want to start tomorrow's show with Kevin screaming that, if that's a possibility. From now on, that's all I want to ever hear.
I don't know. Could we maybe do it on Monday? I don't know if Freebirds is the spot for me to yell mozzarella sticks for everybody, but...
I'm going to ask them if they can deep fry some cheese, just to see, and they're going to be like, dude, do you see how fresh all these ingredients are? And we're going to be like, yeah, you've got a good point.
What would be incredible is if they ran and got like an 18-pack a string cheese and they broke those in half and just toss them in the fryer and they're like, here you go, no problem.
And we eat all of them.
Are you prepared for the most amazing baseball fact you will hear all week?
No, if it's that amazing, I'm not prepared, but I will try.
It's not as amazing as the mozzarella sticks, but that's not a fact.
All right.
Since the All-Star break, the Colorado Rockies have won more games than the Dodgers.
That's kind of insane.
That is absolutely insane.
Have they won more than the White Sox?
I think so. I'll have to double check that. Colorado's actually been playing way better, but they've won one more game than the Dodgers have since the All-Star break. So Colorado has now kind of distanced itself from worst record of all time, while the Dodgers have been sputtering. Shohei Ohtani got knocked around. There's discussion that he might come out of the bullpen. It is a bizarro, crazy world that we live in.
It is absolutely bizarro. I love it.
Did that live up to the hype of the fact?
It's freaked me out just a little bit, man. I didn't expect it today.
All right. Speaking of freaking people out, tomorrow we're freaking out at Freebirds in Addison, 5000 Beltline Road, Suite 350. Hope you come out and hang out with us. You got Rangers, Royals next. First pitch, 1:10. Pregame at 12:30. We'll be back tomorrow at Freebirds. Or listen to us. Full show, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
See you guys, Kevin.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.